Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ron Kaiser with your March 2013 podcast from the Mental Health Gym. This month's podcast is entitled Negativity Equals Emotional Secondhand Smoke. Recent research has identified the fact that smoking tends to be a worse habit than initially thought, at least in terms of an individual's health is concerned. What we've also begun to appreciate more in recent times is the fact that smoking has a tremendously negative impact upon the health of individuals around the smoker. In other words, secondhand smoke can be a very dangerous and, in some cases, fatal condition. Certainly, it can impact upon the general health of people, and that's one of the reasons that measures have been taken to kind of keep environments cleaner. There are relatively few workplaces where smoking is allowed. If you're going to a ball game or a concert or visiting an art museum, even if you're going to a ball game that's out of doors, smoking is prohibited throughout the facility. And that's not just to protect the health of the smoker, but also to protect the environment and the health and the general enjoyment of life for the vast majority of people who nowadays do not smoke. So the bottom line is that secondhand smoke is not a good thing. And when we turn to the concept of emotional secondhand smoke, guess what? That's not a good thing either. That's why I call negativity emotional secondhand smoke. If a person is negative, if a person brings a negative attitude toward a situation, then in essence what they're doing is saying that whenever they're faced by a challenge that it's not going to happen. We're not going to be successful. We don't expect to be successful. If success occurs, even if we make an effort that leads to the success, very often the negative individual is likely to interpret it as being something related to the environment or luck or things of that nature. Usually the negative individual has no problem blaming himself or herself or those around them for things that go wrong. That's often not based on luck or the environment or things of that nature. Negative people expect negative things to happen. They don't provide encouragement to themselves or those around them. And that's one of the basic reasons why negativity is so closely related to secondhand smoke. Its effect is not only on the negative individual, who very often is displaying negativity as a reflection of a low self-concept, but it also affects those around you. You know, we're role models for those who are around us, our children, spouses, friends, co-workers, and others. Many of the people we come in contact with look to us for some expression of how to behave, how to react, and so on. And if we're friendly with somebody who is constantly negative, it doesn't take long for some of that negativity to rub off on us. Just as secondhand smoke affects the non-smoker as well as the person who is utilizing the smoking behavior. So that's one of the reasons why, in fact, we've seen the popularity of positive psychology, because so many people can relate to the fact that they're exposed to a lot of negative points of view. And even when going into therapy, some of those individuals spend a lot of time focusing on what's gone wrong, what the problem is, what's wrong with them, and so on. positive psychology has been like a breath of fresh air in terms of letting people know that there's another way of thinking about that, so that we can, through positive behaviors, overcome and offset the effects of negativity. That's something really worth working on. In other words, just as the environment can be made much healthier, much more pleasant smelling, and more comfortable for a broad range of people by telling smokers to take their behavior elsewhere, we can do the same thing with respect to negativity. We don't have to absorb it. We can tell the negative person to take their behavior outside. If you're around negative people, it doesn't take long to become negative yourself. By the same token, the negative person doesn't have to be the role model. The positive person can. And that's one of the bases for the mental health gym, is to promote positive behavior, goal achieving, and an attitude that enables you to overcome negative thinking, even if it doesn't come from yourself, because if it comes from those around you, it's likely to affect you before too long. So I encourage you to stay up with some of the things that we're providing through our blogs and podcasts and newsletters and so on, so you have an answer if you're faced with negative behavior. Let's not be sucked in by the secondhand smoke. Let's bring light and positivity and improved functioning to those around us. Remember that the focus of positive psychology is on thriving and flourishing. It's very difficult to flourish when you're constantly undermining yourself or hearing lots of negative things in your environment. So let's counteract that. The antidote to negativity is positivity, thriving, flourishing, looking forward, setting goals, being active, and moving in a forward direction. See how much more fun that can be than absorbing the secondhand smoke of negative thinking of those who may be around you. Change their behavior. Don't let them change yours. Change their thinking rather than being absorbed by theirs. And let's eliminate secondhand smoke from our emotional environment. I hope this gives you something to think about. As always, I hope that some of you will be in touch with me and let me know your thoughts about this podcast, as well as making suggestions for future podcasts or future blogs. I'll look forward to speaking with you again next month, and I hope that this change of seasons is offering all of you a time to start on even more positive thinking and setting goals that can get you to the next level of your behavior, the next level of your goals, and the next level of your interactions with others. This has been Dr. Ron Kaiser with the March 2013 podcast from the Mental Health Gym, and we'll be speaking with you again next month.